For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Farm work requires many hands, but right now there's a labor shortage. It's tied to immigration policy, says expert Denny Gordon, because 7 out of 10 agricultural workers are born outside the U.S.
Just yesterday, I was talking to someone who was telling me that he had a friend who has an asparagus farm, and they simply could not harvest asparagus.
The Contested Farm Work Modernization Act provides a legal path for millions of undocumented agriculture workers in the U.S. and their employers and simplifies the guest worker program.
The current program is just really a seasonal program for 9 months of the year, and then the worker has to go back to his country.
The act, twice passed in the House of Representatives, is opposed by some Republican senators who Gordon believes have mistakenly tied the issue to immigration at the border. A new effort to integrate native foods and indigenous values into the USDA's outreach to 574 federally recognized tribal nations is up and running. Xander Brown has more.
The USDA Food Sovereignty Initiative seeks to make indigenous food practices more accessible to those on tribal lands, which the agency has never done before, says Heather Don Thompson, citizen of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, who directs the Office of Tribal Relations for the USDA.
Our rules really weren't designed from an indigenous perspective, so some of it's easy and some of it's really hard. It's rethinking a whole set of rules and regulations and laws.
Each tribal nation will develop regionalized recipes and demonstration videos using foraged and pre-colonial ingredients like dandelion greens, bison, or salmon berries.
The United States hasn't always been the best partner in strengthening indigenous foodways, and so we're just really honored to see that direction change and work together with tribal nations on that.
I'm Xander Brown.
Tens of millions of families in rural and urban America were lifted out of poverty during the pandemic by the now-expired expanded child tax credit. Advocacy organizations like the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities would like to see that success continued. Here's Chris Cox.
Congress faces a stark choice this year, whether it's going to expand the child tax credit or allow millions of children to fall back into poverty.
Though pandemic relief allowed all families to get the same amount of tax credit, the current program allows children in families with higher incomes to receive more benefits than those with low or no earnings, says the center's Sarah Kalaim. And the disparity between urban and rural is stark.
1 in 3 kids in rural areas are left out of the full credit, so it's a really large share.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.